Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Our show today is called How to Know What Your Dreams Mean. Do dreams have meaning or are they random? How do you know what your dreams are telling you? Are your dreams trying to give you a message? Decode the wisdom of your dreams to enrich your life and achieve your personal goals. Diane Brandon shows you how to use dreams for improved problem solving, better relationships, creative inspiration, and spiritual growth in her book, Dream Interpretation for Beginners. She's going to talk to us today about the types of dreams, dream recall techniques, and step-by-step instructions for dream interpretation, as well as using dreams to communicate with a higher awareness. Diane Brandon is an expert on intuition, having researched its inner workings, and has taught it extensively in classes, workshops, seminars, private lessons, and continuing education at both Duke University and University of Memphis, in addition to teaching it in corporate seminars. She also specializes in dream interpretation and dream work and teaches wellness classes on sleep and dreams and stress relief via guided meditation. Diane is the author of three books, Dream Interpretation for Beginners, Understand the Wisdom of Your Sleeping Mind, Intuition for Beginners, Easy Ways to Awaken Your Natural Abilities, and The Invisible Blueprint. So, Diane, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, it's very exciting. I have been interested in dreams for a while, especially when they said dreams have some meaning there for you. I felt that there were some gems in there. Now, what I used to do, you know, is I've gotten some books on dreams and dream dictionaries, and I found that they, you know, I look at it and I go, well, that doesn't, you know, seem to fit my dreams. But then when I picked up your book, what I love about it is it's a beautiful step-by-step explanation of how to approach your dreams and how the dreams seem to be, you know, individual and kind of it seems to be a different, more practical approach that's really makes sense to me. So
thank you.
It's great. I love it. I think we're going to have a wonderful conversation today because you and I think alike, which is good. I like to make things make sense. You know, how do I do that? Give me the step-by-step approach. Give me some techniques, something I can go home and use. And, you know, as you know, that's what the show is about. So I thought we'd talk about a little bit about maybe some common experiences and how some things that people could do after listening to the show when they go, you know, to sleep and wake up and kind of interpret their dreams. So, first of all, tell me what is dream interpretation?
Dream interpretation, and kind of the simplest way to explain that, Lisa, is taking these experiences we have while we're sleeping. We call them dreams. And trying to parse out their meanings for us. Now, I think a lot of people may feel that dreams have general meanings, that you have a dream and perhaps it has the same meaning for your friend Susie as it does for you. And what I have found is that is really not true. A lot of our dreams are giving us very, very specific messages. So the trick, I mean, some of our dreams are literal, as you know. We don't have to work at really teasing out the meanings because they're literal. Mm-hmm. But so many dreams are cloaked in symbols, and they can really puzzle us. So dream interpretation comes into play when you're dealing with a dream that has all these symbols in it, and you need to try to figure out what the symbols mean so that you can understand what the dream is trying to tell you, what its message or messages.
It's interesting you say that. I always feel like all my dreams, that none of my dreams make sense. So, you know, you say some of them make sense, none of them make sense to me. And it's always like, oh, that again. And then we get the dream that happens over and over again. It's like that again. It's sort of frustrating. And
yes.
Well, that's the first question. So if we have a we always have that dream that, oh my God, I don't like that one. And there it is again. It's kind of borderline nightmarish. Is there a way that we can make it stop?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, and it depends on what the dream is trying to tell you. Because
Can I give you a dream?
Of course.
Let's talk. I could be the guinea pig. Maybe our listeners might have similar dreams. You can kind of walk us through it. I always seem to have the same dream over and over again that I am someplace away from home and I'm trying to get home, and either I'm lost on the subway. You know, and these are places that I think I've kind of been before. You know, I travel a lot. Sometimes I'm in a hotel and I'm trying to get back to my room and I don't know how to get there, or I'm in a building and I have to like crawl up through like the ladders into a small doorway to get to another place that has stairway. You know, it's like it's a long, arduous trip. In the subway, it's from one train to the next, and I have to remember like which one goes where to get me home. So what would you say to that?
Well, there are two significant factors in those dreams that stand out to me, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And I should preface this and say the fact that these are recurring dreams.
Yes, it happens over and over again. Annoying.
Yes, recurring dreams are often trying to give us a message. They could be about something that's going to come up for us in the future. They could be about something that is an issue for us in the present. I've even seen some recurring dreams about what I call past life bleed-throughs.
Okay.
But the two things that really stand out to me in this recurring dream are the fact that you're lost, number one,
yeah.
And number two, you're trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would ask you is trying to get home. What does home mean to you?
Ah, so now would that be just in general or in the dream or both?
I would say both.
Okay.
Both.
So in the dream, and I think in general, home to me is a place that's safe. It's where my family and loved ones is. It's where love is, you know, it's where security, and it's like, oh, I'm home kind of feeling. And,
yes.
And that where I am when I'm in the dream is I'm alone. And
yes.
You know, I don't know people. I'm kind of familiar maybe with some people who might be around me, but generally I'm not. And I have to, and when it's really, quote, you know, uncomfortable, it's I'm by myself.
Yes. So there's a theme for you that you're trying to work out, or your unconscious is trying to help you work out,
mm-hmm.
that has to do with feeling safe and being with loved ones.
Mm, yes.
And one thing that I think would be really interesting for you, Lisa, when you have one of these recurring dreams, is to look at what was going on in your life the week, the prior week, before having the dream. Because something is likely triggering that sense of, I'm not feeling the safety. I'm not feeling the love. It could be that something in your life makes you feel like you're being taken away from those things and you need to find your way back.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
I'll
have to do it. I guess that also ties into like journaling so that you could see like when you had that dream and and the date.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And it's fascinating because not all recurring dreams require that we look at what was going on in our life around the time of the dreams. But for this one for you, mm-hmm. Lisa, that feels very, very strong to me, because it feels to me that something that you've been experiencing, that you experience intermittently, is triggering this feeling of being separate from the safety and the love and needing to find your way back, and yet you're lost. It's a challenge to find out how to do that.
Right. And so that would help do the interpretation and the dream interpretation,
yes.
What that message might be. Now, okay, so let's say we discover what it is. I can't figure out what it would be for this dream, but could you give us an example of where someone had a dream and you figured out what it meant, and then they were able to use that information to help them?
You know, I've had so many instances of that. Some dreams, you know, are about a personal growth. There's a dream I have in the book. It's a pair of dreams. Mm-hmm. And in the first dream, which takes place in a basement, it's really for the person who had the dream, talking about the issues she's had throughout her life that stemmed from her upbringing and issues with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that is giving her background on it. And the second dream is giving her like a status, a progress report. And so when we teased out the meanings of those dreams, I think it really helped her consciously to look at all the personal work she'd been doing on herself and kind of to assess it.
Sometimes understanding what the situation is can really help you, when you look at things differently, that in itself becomes the thing that helps you solve, right? Your life.
Absolutely.
Situation. Well,
absolutely.
We've got, basically we're going to go to break at this moment. We'll come back. And if you know, we'll go over another dream. I think that it's really fascinating. I think these examples will help people figure out what's going on in their dreams. We'll be right
Wonderful.
Back.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio on the OM Times Radio Network. And we're here every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we bring you a lot of really amazing guests to talk about what I would call things that can help you in your everyday spirituality. And today I'm here with Diane Brandon. We're talking about your dreams and how to interpret them. And Diane has written a wonderful book called Dream Interpretation for Beginners, Understand the Wisdom of Your Sleeping Mind. So Diane, we were talking about, starting to use some examples to interpret. And one of the things during the break that came up to me was symbols. I know you mentioned symbols are important. And some of the common, I guess, dream themes that I was seeing in your book, which I thought was interesting, was like teeth falling out or being chased or flying. So are these symbols? And if so, what are they symbolizing?
You know, they're fairly common dreams. And another thing I point out in the book, Lisa, is that it's very important to look at how we felt when we're interpreting dreams, because let's take the example of being chased. You know, typically we would think if you have dreams in which you're being chased, they would be bad dreams or borderline nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually interpreted, one woman said that she had recurring dreams of being chased and mentioned the scenario. And I asked her how she felt in the dream. She said, "Oh, I feel good. It's enjoyable."
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was she being chased by?
You know, at this point, I can't remember because this was probably about 12 years ago.
Why did she feel good? Do you remember why she felt good?
I think
she just liked the chase?
Was that it was the feeling of being, of somebody interested enough to be chasing.
Okay.
So that's a really, really important point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then in the context of each dream, like even in a dream about being chased, there may be components of the dreams that may be symbolic, and you have to look at those. Teeth, you know, teeth falling
out. That's a big one. Yeah, I've had those dreams.
It's interesting because I had, you know, and that can mean, you know, you're concerned about your appearance, you're worried about a loss of power, other things, but I have this dream that one person shared with me. I have a dream group on Facebook. It's a very, very short dream, but it was packed with meaning for the woman. And basically, she dreamt that her front tooth was missing, and she was trying to find a way to reattach it. And in speaking with her, I always ask people, I try to tease out the meanings for the person who had the dream. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not one who believes that most symbols and dreams are universal symbols. I find very few. If a dream is coming from our unconscious, it has our vocabulary, mm-hmm. Which I love. And our unconscious is trying to help us.
Because it speaks in that language, right? Our unconscious.
It does. Because when we go to sleep, the cerebral cortex, which is the naming part of our brains, is turned off. So our unconscious has to use other means. So I asked her, you know, what she thought of when she thought of teeth, and she thought it has to do with being able to take a big bite out of life.
Wow.
So her dream was telling her that something was missing in her life at the present time so that she couldn't take a big bite out of it. So it turned out that this very, very short little dream for her had a very different meaning than, I mean, if, you know, if people look at universal symbols, they get something entirely different. Mm-hmm. And so this gave her a tremendous aha. Ah, so that to me is a perfect example.
And I love that. But I think because the symbology, the symbols is the language of your subconscious. And that's also the language of your intuition, right? That it comes from that space.
It can. Our unconscious is so rich. I think of it really, Lisa, as our inner administrative assistant. It's a wonderful ally, and it also connects us spiritually to higher parts of our consciousness. So mm-hmm. it's not just the repository of our stuff, you know, our our fears and all of that. It also connects us to the higher levels
right.
of our consciousness spiritually.
I totally agree on that. That's why I think it's so important to connect and hear what it has to say to us.
Yes.
So I'm thinking now for people, and I hear this a lot, people say, well, I don't remember my dreams or I don't dream. What would you say to them?
Well, unless there's a brain abnormality or unless there is a medication or something interfering with dreaming, we all dream. It just is what happens while we're sleeping. We tend to remember our dreams only when our level of consciousness shifts while we're sleeping and dreaming.
So what should people do? What should they do if they want to remember their dreams? What's the best way to do that?
The first thing is you have to want to remember your dreams, because if you're not interested, you won't remember them. The second one is to pay attention as to whether you're getting enough sleep or not, because if you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to spend more time in the deeper levels of sleep and not get to the later part of the sleep cycle when we tend to be in a lighter level longer and have those dreams that we tend to remember. So getting adequate sleep is really important. And the next thing is to try to train yourself. You can give yourself a suggestion, you know, before you go to sleep of, I really want to remember my dreams. That may take a while, but over time, because your unconscious wants to help you. And you will train yourself to wake up when there's a dream, to try to remember the dream. The caution is that once we wake up, a dream evaporates, most of it within about 5 seconds of waking up and opening our eyes.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, because when we're sleeping and with our eyes closed, our orientation is towards what's going on inside of us, just like mm-hmm. when we meditate and we slow down those brain waves. So when we wake up and we open our eyes, we're bombarded by stimuli, and that crowds out what was going on internally. So the next thing you want to do is have, let's say, a handheld digital recorder by the side of your bed. I would say smartphone, but you really don't want blue light while you're sleeping. It interferes with sleeping. So something to record your dreams. I don't recommend turning on the light and writing them down, because the light itself can
kind of shift you,
hamper getting
right?
back to sleep.
Yeah, and it kind of shifts you back into awake.
Absolutely. So those are some little techniques, but I can't emphasize enough how important it is to get enough sleep, not just for your health, and more research has come out on that in the past 10 years, but also if you want to understand your dreams and work with them, and our sleeping world is rich. It is rich for us.
Why do you think we dream? And if it is useful to us, how can we not remember them all?
You know, it's interesting, because scientists still say they haven't answered that question as to why we dream. Sometimes it is, it was for survival, to rehearse like survival mechanisms, you know, like if you encountered a bear or snake. Mm-hmm. But I personally feel this is our mind at night. It's our mind while we're sleeping. We have our conscious awake mind and we have our asleep mind, and they're both aspects of our minds, and our minds do this. It's a form of, you know, I'll use the word mentation. It is just, you know, an activity of our our minds.
Just like I guess other things that we do, whether we are aware of it or not. I mean, who knows, you know, all the things that are going on in our heads and why it's happening, right? I think it just is what it is. I have another dream for you, which I had mentioned when we were in our pre-show call. And this is actually a beautiful dream. It's not a scary dream. And it's I do remember when I was about 4 years old that I would have these reoccurring dream. I actually don't have it anymore. But in the dream, I was in some place where it was just such tremendous, I unconditional love. I was felt so safe and so full of love all around. I felt that there were, well, I don't think I could see people around me. I felt that they were there, people in quotes, and the thing that struck me the most remembering it was that everything around me was blue, and it was this most amazing, beautiful blue color that you could ever think of. That was that I was kind of like drifting in, and I kind of had a sense that it was like heaven. It was like the place where I was before I came to Earth. So what would you say that dream was? What interpretation would you give it?
Well, even before you mentioned that last supposition on your part, what I was getting, Lisa, from the beginning of your dream, of your sharing it, was that you were on the other side, where we come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual. I know I shared with you before that I've always remembered what I thought when I was born.
That I think is amazing that you can actually remember.
Well, so I've always had a bit of a memory of not being here and of being on the other side. And
so do you think we go back was that a dream of us going to visit? And
it feels to me that yours was a reminder of what your true home is, which also allows you to be more consciously spiritual, more consciously spiritually oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, you know, for a lot of people, there's a spiritual orientation, but it may not be a conscious one.
I think they have more of those dreams.
Absolutely. It's just like people who have positive near-death experiences. When you are re-experiencing while here on this planet, what the other side is like, it's not only beautiful, it's not only spiritual, it's not only inspiring, but it will touch and affect your life
Wow.
in some way.
Yes, it absolutely does. And that's why I still remember it so many decades later.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to another break. It goes so fast. And when we come back, we're going to share with our listeners where you can connect with Diane Brandon and interpret your dreams. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
And we're at our half hour mark. So that means we get to do announcements and also tell you where you can connect with Diane And I'll go over all the wonderful things about what she and I do individually. But the first thing I wanted to do was to tell you about Diane's book. It's called Dream Interpretation for Beginners: Understand the Wisdom of Your Sleeping Mind. It's published by Llewellyn. And I assume you can get that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online and all that good stuff, right, Diane?
Absolutely. And you can get it in bookstores as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Including including your neighborhood metaphysical or New Age bookstore.
That's even better, right? And Diane's website is dianebrandon.com, and that's spelled D-I-A-N-E, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N.com. And she also has other books out there, as I mentioned earlier, Intuition for Beginners, and she does private consultations, and also is a teacher, speaker. And Diane, you said you had some meditation CDs, correct?
I do.
Tell us about those a little bit.
I have an initial guided meditation, and guided meditation is the form of meditation that I love and that I use with clients. But when I teach intuitive skills, that's the first exercise I take people through. So I have an initial guided meditation. And that is available as a digital file or the hard copy CD. I also have one called Natural Process Healing, which is a healing technique that is very, very lightly meditative that a lot of people have not heard of. A woman who was a near-death experiencer, Margaret Keane, received the information for this in her near-death experience back, I think it was in, was it in 1976 approximately?
Mm.
But she was told not to release it until the 90s.
Really?
And I went, It lightly simulates a near-death experience, the positive aspects, and it allows you to plug into love and peace and knowing and oneness. And it's a wonderful technique, and I have that available as a meditation CD as well.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And so all your books and CDs, are they available on your website?
Yes, and there's information on them, and actually Intuition for Beginners has now been released in French and in Chinese.
Wow, awesome.
Yes, and I also have some of the exercises from Intuition for Beginners available as recordings as well, just to make it easier for people to do the exercises.
That's awesome, because I think intuition exercises are the way to go. You can't get better unless you practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more people have resources to exercise their intuition, I think it's really, really important. So it's wonderful you have that. And you also, in the bio, you said you have the Invisible Blueprint. What is that?
That's a book that came out in 2005. And it's actually about what I learned from doing my intuitive counseling work, because for some reason, as I was doing sessions with people, Lisa, I was so taken aback by some of the information I was getting. I felt I really needed to share some of this with people. And so I wrote Invisible Blueprints. And even the phrase Invisible Blueprint came from what I was getting as to kind of the blueprint, the energetic blueprint for our essence and for our lives that I was tapping into in sessions with people. So
cool.
That's what that book is about. Mm-hmm. It's an older book.
Oh, that's okay. All the books are good, right?
Yes.
And we want people to go get them. So you can go visit Diane's website at dianebrandon.com. And I've got some things that I wanted to share with you that, you know, I've created a powerful online course that gives you all the techniques and tools to develop your intuition, as that's what I do as well. And I created some high value content videos on intuition that are free and go along with the online class. And I've spent a lot of time and energy making this particular program because I wanted to design and create something that anyone could easily understand and start using immediately to get their intuition to work for them successfully and consistently. And everyone has the potential for a strong intuition, and you just have to know the right steps and techniques to get it under your control to be successful. So if you'd like to take your intuition to the next level and have the kind of magical intuitive power you've always wanted, then go check out my Developing Your Intuition Level 1 class and the free videos. And to get all the details for that, you can go to intuitiononly.com, get those free videos, just sign up and you'll get them immediately. So that's intuitiononly.com. So we've got wonderful resources for you from both Diane and I so that you can develop your intuition. And I know Diane writes amazing books, and she's got... we both have some wonderful resources. I think, Diane, as you said, the exercises and the book, and, you know, you combine all these things together, people have a great way to get connected to their inner guidance.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And yes, the exercises are so important.
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, and I think what I love about doing sort of the self-help thing is, and this is what I really like about your book, is you've got... a step-by-step process to interpret dreams. You got actually a procedure for how to do that. And I was wondering if you could maybe give us the, you know, the Cliff Notes version.
I'll be happy to, Lisa. What I'd like to say, first of all, is it's really important to start off by not being put off by how bizarre your dream seemed, but to remind yourself that no matter how bizarre the dream was, that it will have make perfect sense once you tease out the meanings. So that's number one, is kind of the attitude. I would say, first of all, not all dreams are significant. We usually have a sense whether a dream was meaningful for us or not. So I always recommend trying to work with the dreams that you sense are significant.
And how would you sense they're significant?
It's usually because you can't put the dream out of your mind, or if the dream was really eliciting some sort of strong emotion.
Yes, the nagging dream, the dream that you wake up and it's like it was so real.
Yes.
Or it was so upsetting, or it was so exciting.
Yes, or it reverberates. It reverberates. It keeps coming back, you know, into your mind.
Or how about the dream that it's like you wake up and it's like, oh, damn, that was a dream. I thought it was real. It was so much fun.
Well,
what are those?
It could have been real, because some dreams, and I think this is an important point, you know, we've tended to feel that we're dreaming about something, but some dreams are actual experiences.
Really?
Whether it's, oh, absolutely. Whether it's a passed on loved one who's communicating with us, or whether we're having a conversation with somebody we know and it's a two-way conversation, whether we're exploring another dimension, whether we're exploring another time period, whether we're exploring Paris.
Oh.
So some dreams are actual experiences. Yes. Yes.
And so why does that happen? Why do we actually experience in our dreams? Do you know? I mean, I think that this made me very curious now.
Well, this I feel gets into our whole sleeping world.
Okay.
And you've heard this, Lisa. You know, people have said that our waking world is Maya, it's illusion. And then while we're sleeping, that's the true reality.
Oh,
we
really
tend to think of primarily dreams as events while we're sleeping, but there's a whole lot that can go on while we're sleeping. We can go places, we can be taught things spiritually, we can experience things.
I wonder if it's sort of like, you know, we come to the physical world, we come to Earth to have that physical experience, and that we are more than our bodies, and we're more than maybe just the consciousness that we have in our bodies. So we're continuing to be who we are, which is the larger self. So could it be that maybe we're tapping into our higher selves, it's going through other things and experiencing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can also be, exploring other lifetimes, including the personas we had in those lifetimes, because our persona will shift.
Mm.
There are all these possibilities. Some people remember, are aware of going places while they're sleeping and helping to heal other people, whether they're doing it by themselves or with other people.
So we're still working. I have a question. How can you use your dreams? You know, people do this as they say, well, you know, if you want to solve a problem, you think about the problem and then the answer will come in your dream. Is there a process you can use to make your dreams useful?
Absolutely. And it's really, really simple, Lisa.
Really? What do you do?
You know, again, I'm going back to our unconscious that wants to help us. We've all had the experience of going to bed with something on our minds that we were trying to figure out, and we wake up in the morning, we know the answer. So what you want to do is work with this faculty. When you go to bed, think of what you're trying to figure out. Think of what you want information on or inspiration on, and ask before you go to sleep to be given that information. It's important that you really want it, because I personally feel that the emotional part of the brain, the amygdala, has to be charged for that. So ask, will you please give me information on X? And often when you wake up in the morning, you'll know the answer, or there will have been a dream that will be giving you information on it.
I'm wondering, if say you don't dream about it or you don't come up with the answer, could it possibly be that there is still an answer there? Subconsciously, it's maybe working behind the scenes, you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, so then it's good, though, because then you haven't really wasted your time.
No. Now, it may take, you know, so many times of trying this before it starts to work, but you always want to pay attention when you start doing this. We'll call it dream incubation. You want to pay attention to your dreams. You want to pay attention to what's going through your mind when you wake up. You also want to pay attention to what comes to your consciousness at odd times during the day, because you may get the information while you're awake.
You sort of set it all in motion. You have that intention, and then you kind of release it into your subconscious, your dream mind. Let's call it. I like that. Your dream mind.
Yes.
You let that
yes.
work on. And it comes to you. Maybe the answer will be in your dreams, and maybe it'll come to you later on, but it's working. We're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. This is fascinating. Fascinating conversation with Diane Brandon. I'll be right back.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. Live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
about dreams and how you can use your dreams to help you in life. And I had a question where I'm here with Diane Brandon, and she wrote the book, A Dream Interpretation for Beginners. It's really, really a great book. I recommend you go out there and pick it up. It's got tremendous information, very easy to read and very, very helpful. And Diane, I had a question for you. Let's see. Does it matter what we are doing consciously in our dreams? You know, sometimes you're dreaming and you go, oh, you know, I know I'm dreaming. What do I do? And we seem to have willpower over the things we do. Sometimes it doesn't seem like we do, but does it really matter what we do in our dreams?
That's an excellent question, Lisa. And you're talking about lucid dreaming. Lucid dreams are dreams in which we're lucid. We are aware that we're dreaming. And some people love to practice lucid dreaming because they feel that they can control things. I personally feel that it's a matter of personal preference. I have always loved to sleep. I think I was told before I came in that when I was sleeping was the closest I could come to being back on the other side. So I've always loved to sleep. And I personally love for my dreams to unfold as they're going to unfold, because for me, I always trust that whatever I need while I'm sleeping and dreaming is what will happen. So I trust that. However, people who love to practice lucid dreaming love that sense of being able to control the dream. Lucid dreaming can be really good for people who may have nightmares, because you can actually control the nightmare and change the scenario and theoretically help to conquer whatever fears are triggering.
Could you give us a definition of lucid dreaming? How does somebody know they're having a lucid dream?
Lucid dreaming is when you are in the process of dreaming and you become lucid. You are aware
that you're dreaming,
that it is a dream. And actually, there's some preliminary research. They still need to do more, but it looks like one thing that may be triggering lucid dreaming is that we talked about the cerebral cortex, you know, being turned off while you're sleeping. But in lucid dreaming, it looks like it may be turned. It's not turned off. It's on, so that you have that self-awareness that we lack in most of our dreams. But there are many books out there on lucid dreaming, on how to be able to practice it. So that's what lucid dreaming, and again, I feel that it's a matter of personal preference and what you want to do. I don't know the answer to this, whether we can practice lucid dreaming in the deeper levels of sleep, which is where I feel more spiritual things are happening and the exploring. It would be interesting to do that and bring back the conscious memory.
I had a very...
Of course, I wouldn't want to come back.
I know, right? I wouldn't either. I want to go to that blue place where it felt so
absolutely
good. Let's just stay there for a while. I had a lucid dream. And again, I think you had mentioned earlier about how it could also be... well, certainly that it's a trip or a visitation or, you know, an experience. And I dreamt about a friend of mine who had at the time recently passed. And it was a very good friend of mine. And it was very lucid. I felt like, you know, he was there and we didn't say anything. But of course, I was so happy to see him. And I realized, and I knew that he had passed. So I asked him, and I knew that he was on the other side. So I said to him, now that you're on the other side, you know, I'm thinking this, but, and I said, so what is life all about? It's the question I've been wanting to ask myself. You know, I wanted to know the answer. So I said, now I get a chance to ask him, what is life all about, is what I asked. And he smiled and he looked at me and he said, to experience. And then he disappeared. And then I remember in the dream, I said, that's it. That's all.
Isn't there more?
That's it. He said, to experience. And, you know, thinking about it's so profound, because I think And that's what I believe, you know. So I guess maybe the doubters could say, well, that's just sort of your philosophy. But it was interesting that it was so real. And I think people who have past loved ones and they dream about them, you know, they probably come back and they feel like, well, that's sad, you know, because it reminds them that they're not there anymore. And I guess I was a little sad. But what would you say about those kinds of visitations and maybe the information they're getting from somebody who's passed?
You know, it's very, very real, because our passed on loved ones often want to let us know that they're okay. And sometimes they'll communicate with us while we're awake. They may appear to us. They may whisper in our ear. We may smell the cologne or perfume that they typically wore. They may move things, objects that belong to them. But they will also communicate with us while we're sleeping. And those visitations are often not that we're dreaming about them, but they're an actual experience. They're actually visiting us. They're with us. They're communicating with us. And I personally feel that it's a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful
gift. It is a wonderful gift. And I, you know, I think talking about that lucid dream and that experience, I sort of was glad later that I had the wherewithal to ask a question.
Yes.
Rather than, oh my God, you know, it's you're here and I miss you, but you know, I got a chance to ask a question and I got an answer.
Which is so beautiful.
Yeah, and it was really cool. So now if somebody wants to connect with the past loved one, could they do that? Could they say, "Well, I want you to come in my dream"? If they could, what would you suggest they do?
Well, I would preface this, Lisa, and say it really depends upon where your loved one is on the other side, what they're up to. Because in my intuitive work, I frequently tune into people on the other side. I don't call myself a medium, but I tune into them. I can get a sense of where they are, what they're up to. And they may be doing something on the other side, I'm putting things very simplistically, which preclude their visiting us. For example, if they went through a illness before they passed, they may be in a place of healing. So please do not feel, if your loved one has not visited you or communicated with you, that it's because you're not loved, because that is not the case.
Right.
And if you want them to visit you while you're sleeping, just invite them before you go to sleep. But please keep in mind that if it doesn't happen, it's because there are other circumstances or other factors, and the time may not be right.
Right. And my
father didn't visit me for a couple of years, but I feel that that's because he was healing.
And I think maybe the time isn't right for you, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be them. It could be
very,
you know,
true.
They know when the right time is for you. Well, we have about 2 more minutes left, and I wanted to just ask you, is there a dream in your mind, either when you've experienced or somebody that you've counseled, that really stood out in your mind that you'd want to share with us, a little story?
Oh, there have been so many dreams over the years, Lisa.
Is there one?
Oh, I'm trying to think if there's one that just pops out. I mentioned the one earlier about the teeth, you know, that I found so interesting. There's one, and it's actually in the book, and it's this delightful, delightful woman who is so creative. Two of hers in the book, at least two. And one was filled with these beautiful symbols of a street fair and all of that, and we parsed out the meanings, and it was really a personal growth message for her. But the other dream was about her father, whom she was taking care of. He had Alzheimer's, and in the dream she incorporated something he said. He apparently had gotten up and had fallen, but her dream was not just about her taking care of her father, but it was also this beautiful, beautiful spiritual metaphor. So her dream was rich. It the meanings were on two different levels. So the spiritual metaphor had universal application. I just found that very, very meaningful. And the first dream of hers that I mentioned, the street fair, was just the symbols. And that's the thing, when you work on the symbols and you tease out the meanings, it's like, yes, it makes perfect sense.
It does. I think it's, again, your book is wonderful. I suggest everybody go out and buy it. Dream Interpretation for Beginners by Diane Brandon. And you can get that on her website at dianebrandon.com. Diane, we're at the end of our show.
Oh, my, how the time is flown, Lisa.
It goes really fast, doesn't it? Yes. Especially when we're talking about fun stuff, and this is fun. I always try to bring the best guests on and have a great conversation. You are definitely one of them. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. You've been wonderful.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. No, it was great. We had fun. So anyway, come back. I'd love to have you back. We're going to do a lot more radio stuff out there on Om Times Radio, and maybe some other spaces as well. So you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune in next time right here on Om Times Radio. Angel blessings to everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye.